Well, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning. Jimmy LaRue with you. It's 10 o'clock straight up, and we got a lot of stuff to be talking about today. A lot of state activity going on in the past week or so. The golf team went to state, the girls track team, the boys track team, the baseball team, everyone heading to state this year. What a great, great season for the Northfield Raiders. Speaking of which, why don't we find out what happened over the past week here with Evan Lowe and this week's Raider Scoreboard.
Welcome to this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard. This week we had four Raider teams have state appearances: girls golf, boys baseball, and the boys and girls track and field teams. The Northfield girls golf team competed at the Bunker Hills Golf Course this week. The Raiders placed fifth in the AAA class. Emerson Garley led the team with a 13th place finish. The boys baseball team matched up against the third-ranked Matamida Zephyrs in their first game of the MSHSL state tournament. The Zephyrs gained momentum in the second inning to make the score 7-0. The Raiders ultimately fell with a final score of 9-2. In the consolation game, the Raiders were up against the Big Nine champions Mankato East. In this game, the Raiders fell 4-3. The girls track and field team had state appearances in 9 out of the 18 events. In the 100-meter hurdles and 300-meter hurdles, the Raiders had girls who podiumed and earned All-State. Sydney Livingston placed 8th in the 100-meter hurdles, and Emily Beam finished 7th in the 300-meter hurdles. For the distance events, in the 4x800-meter relay, Patrika, Hauk, Kwas, and Forboard all competed, and then in the 2-mile, Micaiah Patrika competed. For field events, Inga Johnson and Elena French competed in both shot put and disc, and in high jump, Tegan Maddow and Amber Mahal both jumped. In pole vault, Ani Gottfried and Erica Nesseth both competed, and then rounding it off, in long jump, Judith competed. The boys' track and field team had state appearances in the pole vault with Stephen Feig, who jumped to 8th place in a podium finish, and then the 4x200-meter relay with Lipper, Novotny, Feig, and Wheats, and the 4x4 with Novotny, Feig, Wheats, and Swedeen. That's it for this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard.
Well, thanks a lot there, Evan. Speaking of state contenders and state participants and state things going on, the head coach of the girls team joins us this morning, Janet Smith. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Were you running in between the raindrops to get here this morning?
Or? Not this morning. I'm in between training cycles myself a little bit and taking a day off, believe it or not.
Well, that's a good thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Good. So, obviously, 9 out of 18 events, but you had to get there to obviously get to where you were at. So let's talk a little bit about that conference meet and how that all kind of took place and what you guys accomplished there.
Yeah, so since I was last on with our captains, gosh, like 3-4 weeks ago, a lot has happened. We had our home meet, and then we had our conference meet, then the section meet, and then state. And I haven't been able to be on to fill you in because a lot of it happens on Saturdays.
Right.
So, but here we are, and I love to recap our conference meet. That was a really incredible day for the girls' track team. We were seeded 6th going in. Last year, we took 9th out of 12, so we were looking on to go somewhere with it, you know, and have a chance to show what we were made of this season. And
right.
We ended up coming out 3rd, which
wow.
was just outstanding for us. I believe last year, we only had one all-conference and maybe 2 honorable mentions, and this year, we just had a bucket load of all conference and honorable mention people. So it was a really great day.
So 3rd, said obviously that just helps push that for conference. So that's,
yep.
you know, that's kind of a pat on the back, right?
Yeah, more for sure. Especially in the Big Nine with such competitive athletes. You know, we've got people who are AAA and AA in our conference. Mankato East has just been a powerhouse this year. They won it. But yeah, for us to come out 3rd and we beat Winona there just barely was awesome. And then Winona ended up getting us by 4 points at the section meet the following week. So it was it's an interesting little rival brewing there, but definitely fun to see our girls step up and know that they can compete with these.
So where did you run the sections at?
Then we did sections in Faribault.
Okay.
This
so you're
year,
familiar with that track. That's
yeah.
nothing surprising.
Yep. We like the Faribault track. It's called a Mondo track, so it's extra fast. The material on it is just known for its speed. So it's fun to go down there and
is
compete.
That, is that Is it cork? Is it rubber? Or is it, what is it?
Gosh, you know, it's technical maybe stuff that I should probably find out more about. but I know that it's kind of like, almost has like a carpet-like topping instead of like the rubbery topping. And so it's just super speedy. It's known for its faster performances. But yeah, so we went down to Faribault and the girls just, I think a lot of them had their sights on, hey, we're in AA now. We could potentially meet a standard or be top two and go to state. And so we showed that we had a lot of performers who could be at that level. It was really exciting.
Yeah, so you took
second at the section, yeah.
But not everyone got to go.
Correct.
So right? Because there's only 9 out of 18 participated.
Yeah. So you remember back when I was on the radio a while back, we talked about True Team. So True Team is where the team goes to like a state meet. And that's mid-season.
Okay.
And then for the actual state tournament, we only
send individuals. She's quizzing me. She's trying to check my memory. Huh?
It's okay. So we only send individuals who either meet a standard or place top two in their events.
Okay. So 9 of those participants were in the top two at this section.
More than 9. We had 16 total girls, so 13 plus 3 alternates in our relay that we were able to send. So, yeah, and it was kind of a pairs of twos.
Yeah.
We had 2 high jumpers, 2 pole vaulters, 2 shot, 2 disc, 2 long jump. It was really fun because they got to go with their teammates. And they pushed each other, you know, to be at those different levels and have those goals be met.
So, and the state tournament was held at?
That was at St. Michael Albertville.
Okay.
And that was last weekend. We competed prelims and half the field events on Friday. And then the following day on Saturday, we were up there again for the finals. And then the other second half of the field events.
A little windy, but at least the sun was out.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good meet.
I was going to say, you know, I think you had a couple different podium. Is it the top 10? Is it the top 10?
Top 9. As many lanes as on the track is on podiums. So we
symbolic. Had, okay, yeah. Very good. Okay.
So we had, and that's because that's who makes finals. So they can only, you know, put 9 people into finals. They're not going to podium someone who doesn't go to finals.
Sure.
Let's see, our 2 hurdlers were our podium athletes, all state athletes this year. I think you heard that in the Raider Wrap rundown, but we, Emily Behem in the 300 hurdles and Sydney Livingston in the 100 hurdles, both took 7th. So they had to make finals, so they participated on Friday, made finals out of prelims, and then participated on Saturday to race against, the top 9. So they both took 7th.
Now, unlike like sections and conference and stuff like that, you can run, but you may not run against your competition. But in the state, so Emily got to go up against the top 9.
Once she made it to finals.
Okay.
Yep. So her prelim events, they take your top athletes and kind of place them all separately into the different heats. So the top 3 basically are in your spread out into the 3 heats so that the top 2 in each heat move on plus the next 5 fastest times or something like that to get to your 9.
So Emily must have been in one of the top 2 heats at one point.
Correct. So she was kind of like 2nd or 3rd in her heat and she needed to take top 2 or get the next fastest times to move on.
Okay.
Same with Sydney. So.
And they both did. So
yeah, that was exciting. And
they're squaring off against the top 9.
Then they have to come back the next day and go against the top 9.
And they get to actually race against them.
Yes.
So you got to see everybody you're going up against. So.
And I think they were more nervous for prelims. You know, they want to make sure that they get through to finals. And so I know they were very anxious about prelims and then they relaxed a little bit and knew like, hey, no matter what I do now, I'm on the podium. I'm going to go race hard. And
I'm in. I'm in there a little bit.
And so I'm hoping next year we had some really great performances at state. But I think that our girls who were there for the first time or just maybe they hadn't known until the week prior, like I could actually go to state. That was like their goal for the season. And then once they got there, I think they let up a little bit. I think we could do even better next year. I think our girls could show that they've got even more in them. We didn't have a lot of PRs that day for over the course of the 2 days. And I think with returning everybody but 2 seniors who went to state this year, we're going to have...
Who are the 2 seniors that participated?
Erica Nesseth in the pole vault.
Okay.
And then Inga Johnson in the shot and disc. So for them to go out at the state meet for their senior season was just awesome.
Right.
But then knowing that I have the rest of the girls back. Oh, excuse me. And Josie Houck in the 4x8 relay.
Got it.
And one of our alternates as well. So, you know, we won't have all of our seniors back, obviously, but a lot of the girls who went to state we will have back in action next season. So that's really exciting.
You also coach cross country.
Yes, boys cross country.
Boys cross country. Yep. Not the girls.
Yep, and then yeah, I also coach distance boys and girls for track. So
So you're going to do the boys. The girls is what's her name?
Nicole Porat.
Nicole Porat. Yep. She does the girls cross country. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you guys ever cross with any of that? Do you guys?
Yeah, I mean we practice together certain times a week. We go to a lot of the same meets, things like that. So, you know, I still get to cheer the girls on that I coach during the spring season and. You know, but then I get to work more closely with the boys during cross country, things like that. So,
and like I said, you do the long distance with the boys track team. So a lot of those people are on the cross country
team. So our, like the 4x8 team was so close to qualifying on the boys side this season. And so that was hard. But we know, again, that they'll be back. All three of the four are going to be back next year to compete to try to make it to state. So the boys had a great season. It was fun to go up to the state with them. They had a couple of relays, of course, and Stephen Feig in the pole vault. So we all went up together. We're able to stay in a hotel and make a little event out of it. And it was good for both of our programs.
I was going to say, did you stop into that Aliens restaurant and check that out? Or
no, we did not, but we saw the billboard. It was very tempting.
It's a good place. It's a fun place. I'll just tell you. It's kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese, but, you know, with aliens. So you did stay overnight then?
We did. Because we competed at 9 a.m. both mornings, we did stay up there just to get the kids hopefully some more sleep. I don't know, you know, the pros and cons of sleeping in your own bed versus getting on a bus at 6 a.m. in the morning when you got to compete at 9. I'm not sure. So we tried it this year, staying up there. It was fun. It was nice. We went up the night before, actually, and then saw the venue.
Okay.
Since we had so many younger athletes who've never been to the state meet, we went and saw the end of the single A, first day of single A. So we got up there, showed them where all the field event areas were. We got to see their 4x4 prelims and then checked the place out, and then we went to our hotel.
Well, surprisingly enough, that's actually a very, very important thing to do because you literally... I mean, I know that, you know, when I played ball and stuff like that, you know, you'd walk into these certain venues. And so, like, when we went to Regions and we had to go to St. John's University, mm-hmm. Well, we'd never played in St. John's. St. John's had kind of this rubbery floor, kind mm-hmm. of a whatever, and they had square backboards.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen a square backboard or played on a square backboard in my life.
Right.
And, you know, we come strolling in there, and we're there right before game time. And it's like, okay, here you go. And there's, you know, you had your 7-minute warm-up time.
Right.
To get, like, to figure out the floor and figure out the, you know, mm-hmm. okay, even though the dimensions shouldn't have done a thing, but there's something psychological about it. So to see the venue is huge.
Yeah, they could go to bed that night kind of visualizing things and know what it's going to be like. And to just see the atmosphere, right? All the people in the crowds up there and the bleachers, and it's just really fun.
Yeah, and then, of course, you were there, so then you knew where everything was. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, you know, really...
We dropped off our tent. We dropped off our poles for our pole vault, and so it was all there. So it was just less stress and hustle and bustle the next morning when we got there for the actual competition.
Right, and then you get to compete, and then they moved on. So what time did they get done running on that first day?
I think the last Northfield team that participated was the 4x4, and that was like 1:10, maybe something like that. So then, you know, we had a full morning of competing and watching, and then we went out to lunch as a big group, and then actually it was a little bit of coordinating because then the girls who didn't compete till the next day, we brought people home who were done competing, came back to Northfield, picked up the next crew of girls who were competing on Saturday, and did it all again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was fun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But the first day of the competition,
we had half of the field eventers and some of the running events.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the next day was the running
It was the finals, the anybody who made finals, and then the second half of the field events.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's other people. So.
Yeah. So like pole vault, for example, the girls pole vaulters, they didn't need to be up there till Saturday. So we came back Friday night, picked them up, and did the same whole thing again.
Was that a deliberate act, or had it something to do with, you know, space on the bus?
And we didn't want to have to get too many hotel rooms and things like that. We wanted to be conscientious of the funding, and also
you weren't going to just throw 10 of them in one room and just, you know, find a spot on the floor somewhere.
Just to have them stay in their own bed. Plus, it was graduation weekend. Yeah. There was a lot of grad parties going on, things like that. School had just gotten out, so.
Well, and the Grand March was Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So,
but there were still a lot of grad parties on that Friday and Saturday night, and I even know there was a couple of the girls, like the seniors especially, who they competed on Friday. They had their parents bring them home. They went to a couple grad parties and had their parents bring them back up just to make sure they weren't missing out on some of those festivities.
Right.
So,
well, that's why I was just kind of curious is, you know, like if I understand the finance side of that, definitely. But it's like, you know, I mean, you've participated all year long on team and, you know, you want to root on your teammates possibly. But, yeah, kind of a crazy time of year.
Yes, it is.
You know, and when you don't, you know, in March, you don't know.
Right. You can't, like, say, oh, we're going to book 15 rooms.
Yeah.
And, you don't know.
You know, hey, I'm not going to put my grad party on this Saturday because I'm probably going to be running in state.
Well, we tell them that at the coach or the parent meeting the first week. We're like, please, I know it might seem crazy, but don't schedule your grad party for this weekend.
Right.
Just never know.
Right. But now next year, there is a definite possibility.
I think the spark is there. People realize that both the boys and girls programs are strong right now, and being in AA gives us some opportunities to make that state meet. And I think, you know, even if we had been in AAA, we would have sent a few more girls this year too, because we just had a much stronger team.
Yeah.
It was really fun to follow them along this season and be part of it.
Awesome. I got to, obviously can't sit here all day because we have all the other people coming in, and we have the boys coach coming in too to talk about their successes over the years. So congratulations on an awesome, you had an awesome cross country team this year. And then now you've got a state finisher there for fifth place, right?
It's two seventh place
in there. But yeah. So that was a good thing. So it was awesome. And then to play so high in conference and then sections, of course, was outstanding. So,
yeah.
Anything else you want to say to the people, the parents, anything out there about this year's team?
No, just thanks for the support. Thanks for following along with us. And I think we surprised some people in the conference and the section. And I think it was a real good building year for our team. And now, not only do the coaches believe, not that we didn't, but the kids believe. And they are like, we belong here. And I think there's some really big things to come. So.
You got a lot of juniors on the team, I believe, too. And they're strong. And if they can't come back healthy, I think that's going to make a huge difference. And then, of course, the mentoring of the younger people, I think, is I credit the kids and yourself for being able to kind of bring the younger people in. And, you know, it's not that fierce competition where, you know, you got the senior up here and the freshman down here. You guys have literally enveloped as a team.
Correct.
You know, and I think that's awesome that you guys have that kind of culture.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. And we'll see you in the fall for another season.
I hope so. Janet Smith, head coach of the girls state competing track team. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk boys track. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Purchasing a home is a big decision, which is why your mortgage should be carefully considered. At Community Resource Bank, our lenders have decades of experience financing everything from starter homes to dream homes, and refinancing and remodeling along the way. Go online to crb.bank and do a quick calculation of how much you qualify for, or stop into one of our branches in Cannon Falls, Roseville, or Northfield. Community Resource Bank, let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
You finally feel like your business is positioned well for the future instead of just playing catch-up. So what changed? Well, you might have to give credit to Merchants Bank, your new bank. Before, you didn't have the personal connection to a banker who really understood your needs. But now with Merchants Bank, you're backed by a team who shares your vision and what it will take to get you there. Plus, they've introduced treasury management tools to save time and money, making you more efficient. Thanks, Merchants Bank. Can't wait to see what's next.
Check out KYMNradio.net for show archives. Listen to your favorite shows from your computer or download the podcasts and listen to KYMN anywhere, anytime.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 to 1 and AM 1080. A quick look at our forecast. Well, see what you're seeing now? Yep. Just kind of figure that for the rest of the day, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's pretty much it. It's going to be kind of rainy and gusty and windy and 70% chance of rain today. In the next couple days, we could get anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain, believe it or not. So hopefully you've got your tulips all planted up and ready to go. We are under overcast skies, slight showers here in 65 in the valley. So we're back to the Raider Wrap, and again, we're back to talking state as the boys track team joins us this morning. At least the head coach of the track team joins us this morning. And that, of course, Tyler Balow and Jaden Heidla. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic, with especially with you guys being in the studio. Tyler, congratulations on an awesome season.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did they overperform, or how did you feel? Like, at the beginning of the year, what were you thinking? And then as the year progressed, and then, you know, here you are. You took a bunch of guys to state.
Yeah, it was kind of a roller coaster of a season, actually, for us, I think is fair to say. We came to the season, had a great first meet, and we're competing for the first time with 1AA schools. New section. We thought with some new competition, we'd be able to compete. We didn't do as well as we wanted to at the conference meet or at True Team. We thought we had a better team than where we were. Our final scores were at.
Okay.
But then kind of rallied that last week at sections to get a couple relays and an individual into state, which is always a good way to cap off the season, to get a bunch of guys up at the state meet. So it was up, it was down, it was all around. It was, yeah.
And that was in St. Michael, Albertville, same as the girls.
Yep.
So, Jaden, did you participate in the state this year?
Kind of. I was on the 4x4 team this
okay,
year.
Okay, kind of. He says, only on the 4x4. But. Yeah. So was that the one that was that the event that?
No.
The unfortunate event?
No, I'm afraid the 4x2 was the one that dropped the baton.
Oh, so, okay. And they were in first place, you said, so.
I think the 4x2 team was seated fourth at state.
Okay.
But we came first at sections.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. So was this the first time you participated in the state meet?
Yeah, this was the first time that I went to a state meet this year.
Awesome. Yeah. So what'd you think? You got to stay overnight, got to hang out with your team.
Absolutely wonderful. I mean, hanging out with the team, the boys, you know, getting to celebrate making it state. And I got to say, the hotel was absolutely fantastic.
Was it? Swimming pool, hot tub, saunas?
I'm afraid no hot tub.
Oh, no hot tub.
Swimming pool was exquisite. You know, it's like, actually, I ended up sleeping on the pullout couch and, you know, going there, I was thinking, wow, this is going to be absolutely awful. You know, who wants to sleep on the pullout couch?
Right.
But then it's like,
it worked out?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I hate those things. Yeah. It's right here in the middle of your back. They got that one bar that runs right there in the middle. No, so maybe true. They've improved those since the last time I slept on a pull-out couch.
You know, the springs made a lot of interesting sounds throughout the night. But I'd say the overall comfort level is pretty decent.
Very nice. But you've graduated. Congratulations. You got past that part.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
So now where are you going?
I'm going to go off to Illinois next year for Northwestern.
Are you going to run?
No. You know, surprisingly enough, even though it's a D1 school, it doesn't have a track team or a boys' cross-country team. So
did not know
I'm afraid
that.
I wouldn't you be able not. To run on a varsity level. Huh. But there's a couple intramural clubs that I might join.
So you're going to Northwestern, obviously, for a degree of something.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to be an econ major.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. So that's when do you head out there?
It's Northwestern's a little bit weird since it's on a trimester system, to where I don't start till September 17th.
Okay, so you got some time.
Week. Absolutely, it's gonna be a beautifully long summer. You know,
what are you gonna? What are you gonna do for your summer?
I'm working at the Old Memorial Pool right now. It's where I'm one of the pool attendants there. You know, if anybody wanted to drop by, I'll always be greeting you with a friendly face. I'll be fun stuff.
Are you a lifeguard or what?
A pool attendant. Just so I work at concessions and attendance.
Got it. Very cool. Yeah. So that's what you're gonna do all summer, or are you gonna take any trips? You gonna
Hang out with friends as much as possible before we all go off to our separate colleges, but I also mow lawns for a couple of our neighbors. But,
nice. Very nice. Keeps yourself busy anyhow.
Oh, absolutely. No, you back to the schedule.
So since you're not going to run, are you going to take on any other sport? Are you going to try something different? What are you going to do when you get to Northwestern?
You know, I'm not going to say I'm going to do a little bit of weightlifting, but, you know, I'd like to put on a little bit of muscle. You know, it's like track, cross country. It doesn't exactly demand, rip physique, you know.
Right. Where,
no, absolutely. It's like trying to get a little bit more buff. You know.
Yeah. Trust me. I got it. Yeah. I could use a lot more buff. Yeah. But anyhow, so how about you, Tyler? What do you do during the summer now?
Yeah. I'm a teacher at the high school, so just kind of wrapping that up last week. Got some grad parties here to start the summer off, and then teaching new courses. So even though the school year ends, I'll have a lot of work trying to get a new class ready to go. And maybe study a little pole vault. I'm gonna try to learn not how to coach pole vault, but just learn a little bit about it from Carl Wieselman. And that's kind of my off-season track goal, is to learn what the heck they're doing flying over the bar,
right?
10 feet in the air.
Yeah, I could never figure that out myself. No. I could high jump, but I couldn't figure out that pole vault thing to save my life. So with that, because you did have, was it Fig? Participated in the pole vault and did pretty well, I thought.
Yeah. He took eighth overall, tied for eighth. He wanted to be finished a little higher, but it was a good day for him overall.
It was like 13 feet, 6 inches or something?
Exactly.
That's a long way in the air.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely. Going up on a pole upside down. Yep. You talk about what's the world record now? 19, 20, something? I don't know.
Something like that. I know the guy, Mondo Duplantis. He's like 3 years older than you, Jaden. He's probably 22 years old. So. Yeah.
Wow. And he sets the world record, but it's, but still, you think about that. 13.6. I mean, if you get over 10 feet, that's pretty good, I think, for high school. For 13.6 is impressive.
Yes.
Do you remember who won that thing?
It was a kid from Rockford. They've got two vaulters. They must have quite the coach. He was up 15.
Yeah. He was insane. He was doing 16.3.
16. Yeah. Okay, wow.
But then I think he won first place by a huge margin. He was the only one jumping for over 50 minutes.
Wow.
But then for Steven, I got to put the additional information out there. He was just ran the 4x2, to where he was absolutely exhausted by the time that he was finishing.
He jumped twice or something like that, and they had to go run the 4x2, you said?
Yeah.
And then that's where they dropped the...
Dropped the baton, but he had to run the full leg.
So now he's all shaken up, right? Just got done running the 4x2. Now he's all twisted because they dropped the baton. That's weighing heavy, I'm sure. And he's got to come back and he's got to finish his jumps.
Exactly.
And he still got eighth place, which is absolutely fantastic at state. So.
Yeah.
So is he coming back next year?
He'll be back next year.
So that's why you're going to go learn, aren't you?
time to start learning now when he's a senior.
So with that said, you've got to see, the development of the athletes throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So what's your thoughts? What are you looking at next year? And so like Janet was saying that the majority of her team is coming back, and they did pretty well at state. So, it's very high optimism for that girls' team next year. How about the boys?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we haven't even got to really looking at that yet. We're going to lose 23 seniors from this year's class, and that always is tough because you lose leadership, but you also lose a lot of depth. Hard to replace that, but we do have a good team coming back. Our junior class and sophomore class is really strong, really all the way down through our eighth graders. They're showing a lot of promise. We had a lot of younger guys, underclassmen, kind of stepping up into our relays and into our open events. So we're confident that we can have a better year than last year, but we are going to lose some really key guys. Jaden, Simon Lippert, Sam Swedeen, Gavin Novotny, some of the guys in the throws, Cody Kaslow and John Newberg, Carter DeMonso. I mean, the list goes on really from that group. But we're hoping we can have a more competitive season, like in the conference meet and our true team meet too next year.
I know, Jaden, you're pretty observant when it comes to different things, and I know that you've been kind of one of the senior leaders throughout the year. So what's your take for next year's team?
That's a good question. It's just like, honestly, you never know. to where it's like, I'd say every year it's like you got the new senior that's up and coming. This year was Gavin Devadney, the year before that, Jackson Jordy. Never run track before coming on the team, and they're just, you know, blow everybody's minds away. And then I think there's going to be a lot of underclassmen that are going to step up. I mean, guys like McCoy Weitz, like, he's going to be one of the guys that are going to lead the team to a new and brighter future, to where this year was a little bit rougher than we all would have hoped. You know, it's like, as Bale was saying, we didn't place as well as we would have liked in conference or true team. But, you know, knowing the boys this year, I have nothing but the utmost confidence that we're going to do absolutely fantastic next year.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season the way it was. Congratulations on going to state. Congratulations on your graduation.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations, or good luck on your buffing it up a little bit.
Much appreciated.
I'm here to pump you up, okay? That's good for you. Jaden Heidla and Tyler Bailo, head coach of the boys track team. Guys, thanks for coming in, and thanks for coming in along the season during this, you know, keeping us up to date with what the boys do. We really enjoy having you guys in into the program and, you know, keeping us up to date and letting us know what's going on day to day. Because, you know, track, you don't really, sometimes it just gets, you know, put in the backside sometimes, but it's really kind of an exciting sport to not only participate in, but to watch.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for all the coverage, and appreciate you having us in.
Absolutely. Well, love it. All right. Tyler Bailo, Jaden Heidla from the boys track team. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about, believe it or not, we'll talk about cross country coming up next year on Meet the Raider. Stick around. And then, of course, we'll try to get Mel Miller for the girls golf team, who placed fifth, I believe, in state over the week. And we'll have more of that coming up here on the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN.
Northfield is a unique town with passionate people. So much passion, it can be hard to keep up. That's why, if you're into art, local politics, sports, or anything else, Northfield Public Broadcasting is here to serve you. NPB is a free public access local television station that accepts video submissions for whatever you care about. NPB is a reflection of the community that makes it. Does that include you? Look for Northfield Public Broadcasting on the web to watch videos that are free for anyone and everyone.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Do you have HSA dollars that you're looking at wondering, hey, what can I use these on? Did you know you can use HSA, HRA, and other health savings accounts to pay for your LASIK procedure? In addition, if you have a Flex account, you can set aside money in your Flex account for next year to use towards LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault, world-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Thinking about a new look or just want to freshen up your current style? Visit Family Hair in downtown Northfield, a locally owned and operated salon just across the parking lot from Just Food Co-op on Water Street. Christy and her professional team of stylists will leave you feeling great and looking terrific. Family Hair offers a variety of services: haircuts, colors, waxing, beard trimming, perms, and kids' cuts. Their rates can't be beat, so make an appointment at FamilyHairNorthfield.com or walk in to see the friendly and experienced staff at Family Hair, where they know when you look good, you feel good.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Locally owned, independently programmed, 95.1 The One.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrapped right here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Don't forget to check us out on kymnradio.net. You can listen back to all the today's interviews and highlights. You can go to kymnradio.net, click on programs, then click on the Raider Wrap, and then type in whatever address or what address. How about a date? How about you put a date on there? Whatever date you want to listen. So today's date would be 6/15. Last week it would be 6/8, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all you got to do is type in whatever date that you want to listen back to, so you can go back and listen to all the archives of all the podcasts that were going on with the Raider Rap, and you can listen back to today's, and you'll definitely want to catch what we just... Excellent, excellent interview with Tyler Baylow and Jaden Heidela, and of course, Janet Smith, always talented and lovely, and in the studio for us this morning, and talking about the girls' track team, the boys' track team, and now it's time to talk about cross-country, if you can believe it or not. We are going to find out what's going on with up-and-coming next year's one of the standouts of this year's cross-country and track team, Addison Enfield, will join us on this week's Meet the Raider, and we'll check it out here with Liz Campbell. Liz?
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Northfield's best youth-led sports radio show. I'm Liz Campbell, and today in the studio, we have cross-country captain Addison Enfield. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, of course.
So you just wrapped up your junior year. How would you say that went?
Well... Season-ending injury for cross-country about four races in, got a stress fracture in my foot, and then headed into track strong. With about four races left in the season, I ended up with another stress injury in my femur, so both seasons ended early for me, but overall the teams did very well.
And junior year is known for being the hardest year school-wise of high school. Would you say that's true?
Yes, for sure. That was the hardest year of school that I've ever gone through in my life.
So excited.
Yeah.
And then looking ahead to being a senior, is there anything you're really excited for? Any post-high school plans yet?
Yeah, I want to run collegiately, hopefully at the Division I level. Academically, I am just hoping to keep my grades as they are.
Sounds good. Sounds like some good goals. Looking into cross-country season this year, I know it's a little ways off. We're starting to train a little bit this summer for cross-country already, which seems pretty early.
Yeah.
Coming off of a state appearance, how is this season looking different than earlier seasons? Because this is the first year in how many years since we've been to state as a team?
I don't remember the actual. I'd say like 25, around that, 20 to 25.
Almost 25 years of...
And we'll be our third year at state.
You guys have now been to state 2 years in a row as a team. How is this season looking different from other seasons now, especially since last season we had a section change up and now coming off of a really strong state appearance? How is the season looking this year differently from others?
I think we have two new coaches coming on staff, and I think that will be a really big change for our team. Last year we had a little mix up with coaches, and Nicole, our head coach, she did a phenomenal job, but she just can't do it all by herself, and she knows that, and we all know that, and we love her so much for, like, doing what she can, but it's just not always all there, which makes sense. Like, you can't lead a team of 50 girls by yourself.
Yeah.
So we have two new coaches coming in to lead that upper JV and JV levels, which will be really good for them. Our varsity side of things, I think having, we have our two top runners right now, Makai and Peyton, coming off of last year, they looked really strong this track season, and they'll come back strong, I think. Having me in the mix will also be very good for us, I think. But yeah, we have our entire varsity team coming back. We have a couple new girls coming up, too, that look promising. Yeah, I think all around it'll be good. I'm hoping to be back for the whole thing, too. So
yes. And on your varsity roster of those top seven girls, you did not have a single girl graduate. Is that right?
Yes, we have our entire seven coming back. So, and we also have Claire Kasten coming back from Germany, too, who was one of our top five the year before she went on foreign exchange. So
especially since you have the same top seven as last year, how do you think you guys are going to be able to now build on the skills you each have? Like how do you think that is going to benefit the team rather than having new girls joining the top seven and having more of a rickety lineup going into a new season?
I think last year we had a pretty solid top seven. After I was out, obviously there was that seventh spot that was kind of being taken by some different groups of people, but those top six were definitely solidified, and I think with me back we'll have a solid seven going into the year, and I'm assuming it'll stay the same just throughout the entirety of the season. I don't know what could happen, like some girl could get super fast and, you know, like it could change completely, but I think we do have a solid top seven right now. It really helps us to have a solidified varsity team. It also does help for JV too, but on the varsity side of things, it's really good to just dial in with the top seven. Like in workouts and stuff, we're all working together because we're all sub 20. We're all around the same pace. Like we can do all the workouts together. We warm up together. Like it's just all us seven. And it really helps when like building teams and building morale. And that's how that seven gets so far, is because we have that determination and drive together, and we're not adding in or taking out people and whatnot. Yeah. It also does really help our upper JV not having to wonder about the top spot, because
like,
I think,
do I have to run really fast this one meet to make that spot?
Yeah. Like all of the JV girls try and work really, really hard. It's just we have such a deep team that it's really hard to get in those top seven spots. And it, and just like, I'm going to shout out Abby Borgerding. She is my best friend and has been working so hard throughout all of her running years here. And she can't seem to PR right now, just as girls grow. That's just how it is.
How are you guys preparing for the upcoming season?
A lot of the girls right now are taking time off because we just had a track. So a lot of them are taking their 2 to 3 weeks off. I know a couple girls are taking a month off or so just because they've been going strong since beginning of winter, getting ready for track. And I think that's really good for them. I think it's really healthy to take time off and get what you need mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're starting to run captain's practices. There's a whole plan in place. There's a bunch of different mileage plans, which I think is really good for people to be able to choose how much they want to run in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the captains this year are great. We're leading them pretty well, I think. Nicole is also chatting with a lot of the girls to see what they should be doing this summer, which is, I think, good, like just individually one-on-one, just like, here's what you should be doing. Here's what I think you need.
Looking forward into the real season once we start competing, what are some goals the team has?
I don't want to like say things too early, but we're probably going to make, I'm not going to say definitely, but we are probably going to make it to the state meet. And I think at the state meet this year, we placed third. And I think we're hoping to up that up to first. I think we want to win the title. We tried that last year and the plan just didn't go through. Some of our girls were sick. Others were just not feeling their greatest, super like big nerves, obviously. It's a big meet. But yeah, I think we're hoping to get that first place finish and then hopefully make it to the NXR meet, Nike Cross Regionals.
Yep.
Which would be a huge deal.
Along with that question, is there anything the team wasn't super happy with last season that we're hoping to improve upon? Obviously, your finish at state, you would like to place a little bit better. But is there anything like strategy-wise or like preseason-wise that you guys are hoping to build on a little bit more?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was the team morale last year. It was just really hard to bring everyone together. With that fluctuation in the varsity spot, that kind of made a little bit of tension between the JV and varsity teams.
Yeah, like, oh, we have to compete for that
spot.
Yeah,
we actually are competing against each other, which also, like, it's sometimes fun, but it's not fun when all of these girls are so dedicated to the sport and, like, have the drive and want it so bad. Like, it just, it builds the tension, obviously, and it, as it should with all of these determined girls. But, So I think just the morale of the team, with a solid coaching staff, I think that'll really help fix it.
Just looking kind of day-to-day, what does a practice at cross country look like for anyone kind of wondering about what fall sport they should join, thinking about maybe coming to captain's practices? Like, what would that look like day-to-day?
Yeah, so for captain's practices, obviously look a little bit different than in-season practices, as for all sports. Captain's practices are super relaxed. There's no, like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. It's not, like, strict or anything. It's not, like, a rigid...
Laid back.
Yeah, it's super laid back, and you can just come and have fun if you want. So there's different mileage plans, obviously. You don't have to even, like, run a certain mileage plan if you don't want to. You can just come and show up some days a week and run just for your body. But that's we just meet at the high school at 8 a.m. We chill, pick the route
just,
there.
Just go on a run.
Go on a run. Friday's game days. Those are always fun. We just go on a run and then pick a game after, and then we play a game for probably, like, an hour. We played Catch the Flag today, which was good. In-season practices, you obviously have school all day, and then you get out of school. There's usually a team meeting in the little, like, grassy area in front of the teacher parking lot or whatever. The boys' team and girls' teams are separated, so that's also a change from when I was starting cross-country. The girls will usually have their own meeting, and the boys will have their other one. Sometimes it's combined, but it's also just really hard because the boys' team has grown so, so much. There's just a lot of guys on the team compared to girls. And then, yeah, it's either usually a workout day or an easy run day. Sometimes there's cross-training days in there for the newer kids who can just go bike. But yeah, it's all laid out for you. Nicole does a really good job at giving out that season plan at the beginning of the season and changing it as we go on for what we need. Workouts are fun. I think workouts are probably my favorite part just because everyone gets so, like, into it and hypes everyone up, and it's always just, like, motivating.
I've been on the cross-country team before, and I think this is true, but a lot of people say that the cross-country team has a very different, like, feeling to it when you're on the team. Like, it's very different from the football team, any other team. What would you say is special about the cross country team? Like, what makes it so special?
I always like to think that, like, cross country is where all the, like, oddballs end up. I think we're all just a little bit weirder than a lot of people on the team, so it makes a really fun group. There's a bunch of different personalities, and I think everyone kind of, like, ties together super well. There's never any, like, cliques or, like, it's never, like, competitive between people or, like, it's just, like, it's not, like, stressful, and it's not, like, there's no, like, tension. I don't know.
It's just fun.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's super, like, I was telling some stories to some of the younger girls today at captain's practices, and I was, like, oh, my gosh, how ridiculous do I sound right now? Like, just telling these stories of, like, past older guys who were, like, running with a couch on their shoulder, and I was, like, I was like, I sound insane. And, like, I'll be telling my kids these stories because these are, like, core memories of mine, just, like, all of the crazy things that we do.
What would you say to someone who is thinking about joining cross country, or do you have any advice for younger runners?
Definitely join. Definitely come to captain's practices just to, like, see what it's all about. I think captain's practices are really good, like, representation of what the team atmosphere is like in season. It's just all fun and games, and if you want to work hard, you work hard. Like, there's always that aspect too of, like, people who are, like, super determined, like me, to, like, go places with running. But there's also that spot on the team for you if you just want to be there athletically and do
have
something
fun.
Yeah, for your health and be with your friends. Yeah, 8 a.m. at the high school, 8 to 9 usually. Sometimes goes longer depending on what we're doing. But yeah, advice for younger runners, I'd say, like, if you're even, like, thinking about it, join. Like, it honestly changed my life. Like, I was a hockey player and I switched completely to running because it just impacted me so much, like, mentally and physically, just, like, helped me.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about cross country.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. You are with Liz Campbell on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The One.
95.1, The One. Our playlist goes on for days.
Drive your student to the games and get paid. Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus has many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular sized school buses. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you and get paid to watch their games. Benjamin Bus offers on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $24 an hour. No experience is necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Hi, Paul Ryland here from Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. Spring is the perfect time to come out and view our model homes, be it to inform your next dream home or retirement home or for a growing family. Find out why a new construction might be the best fit for you. Come to our model homes Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 1 to 4 or by appointment. Our Northfield model home is located at 431 Ford Street East over by the soccer fields.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288.
Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, a family tradition of over 50 years.
Rock, blues, reggae, alt country, Americana, jazz, pop, it's all good on 95.1, The One.
The One.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, The One, and AM 1080. Look at the forecast. Wet. That's it. Wet and hot. That's what you're going to get for the next, 5 or 6 days. Basically, chance of 60% chance of rain today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it's going to be wet. There it is. 65 and raining. There you go. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. Got a little surprise here today. We have Annika Johnson and Karina Johnson, along with Emerson Garley from the track team. Ladies, congratulations on an outstanding year. I see that I just noticed this. This is a state golf tournament 2024. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So that was kind of fun. That was the first time you guys, Annika, you participated first time in state, correct?
Yep.
Karina, usually you have one or two people probably go to state and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. you got to take the whole team because you won sections. That was pretty exciting. How much fun was it to have the whole team there?
It was a lot of fun. It was kind of a team bonding moment, and
so Emerson, you guys spent the night, I'm assuming. You went up, maybe Monday?
Yes, we went up one Monday and played in our practice round, and then there's the state banquet that we went to.
And then on Tuesday you started competing. What time did you guys tee off?
Our, sixes teed off at 12:40, and then our ones teed off at 1:35.
Okay, so then the sixes is that's where the first starting tee time was. Yep. So did the boys already go off in the morning, or?
Yes, the boys started at 7:30.
Ouch, you guys got the good deal on that, I think. So, Annika, the first time participating in the event, did you have a little jitters going in?
A little bit, but I was just mostly excited to be there.
So when you were at sections, how'd you feel when you were at sections and you guys were participating? You guys got an app, right?
Yeah.
So you guys already know, basically, coming down to the wire, who's winning what, right?
Yeah.
How about in the state there, Karina? Do they get that app, same thing?
Yeah, it's the same thing. What it's the same app, so you can see where you're at the whole time.
You like that, Emerson? Or, you like it more that way, or would you rather be a little surprised?
I don't know. I'm kind of a leaderboard checker, so I'm, like, looking at it all the time, knowing what I have to shoot. I mean, I kind of like it because, say if I wasn't in that top group, I mean, I, like, know I have to get a birdie or something on a hole to get to the place I want to be.
So does that then make you focus a little more?
A little bit,
or does that, or do you overthink at that point?
No, not really. I don't overthink that much. I kind of just go and play and do what I need to do.
Just one of those naturals. Congratulations. Yeah. Karina, how long have you been golfing?
Probably like seventh grade. And you're is when we started competing.
And you're going to be a junior next year. Okay. What got you interested in golf?
My grandpa kind of introduced us to it, and he kind of taught us how to golf. So...
How about you, Annika? Same things? Seventh grade, probably?
Yeah, we started competing in seventh grade. We'd probably played since we were in, like, second grade, so very young. But we hadn't started competing until we were in seventh grade. And our grandpa was into it. He used to be work at a golf course, so that really got us into it. And then our mom was also a golfer as a kid, so...
Well, very nice.
Yeah.
So do you get to go out with your mother and go golfing and stuff like that?
Yeah, because we live on the golf course, so it's just a great opportunity to go out there whenever we want.
Really? What hole do you live on?
The fourth hole.
Fourth hole. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Got to remind myself of that. Okay. But Emerson, for your standpoint now, this is you're a senior, so you graduated. You're already out and done. Had your grad party, everything else. Then what are you going to do the rest of the summer? Golf?
Yeah, I have a few golf tournaments, not that many as compared to past years, but yeah, golf, hang out with friends, and enjoy my last summer.
Okay, and then you are going to Mankato?
Yep.
And I wanted to say Mankato State, it's Minnesota State now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're going to Mankato, you are going to be on the golf team.
Yep, correct.
So what do you, anything else in the fall? Because you used to play hockey, you said you're done with it, you're done. Bye bye. Are you going to do some intramural hockey at all, or you're what are you going to do during the fall? Anything?
I don't think I'm going to do anything at college. Golf is a fall and spring sport, so I will be busy with that still. But.
Very nice. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Karina, what are you going to do the rest of the summer?
Golf and hang out with friends.
Yeah. Yep. Are you same?
Yeah, we have a tournament starting Monday. Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, all three of us are going up there. It's in Detroit Lakes, so we get to take a fun last road trip with each other before she goes off to college.
Just the three of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the parents or no?
Our mom is going with.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She's driving.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So what is that their water Kate event or something?
No, it's junior PGA, like, girls event. It's like, I don't know, it's an event that we like to do every year.
So, Karina, if you win that, what does that mean? Do you get an automatic PGA card, or what is it?
Well, I think it's the top two, first and second place, get to go on to the National Junior PGA tournament or something like that.
So that ought to be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Detroit Lakes, good place. Mm-hmm. Nice, fun. You been up there before? Anyone?
No.
No?
I was up there my sophomore fall, to just play in a little tournament, but that's it.
So is it the Detroit Country Club that you play at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Yeah. That's a good course. It's a fun course. Yeah.
Yep.
I used to live in Detroit Lakes, as a matter of fact, so I'm very familiar with it. It's a beautiful little city. So congratulations. Ladies, congrats on a wonderful season.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts for next year? You're going to be golfing, obviously, in that tournament, and then you're going to play throughout the year and probably golf with your mom and friends and family and whatever. But what do you look at, Annika, when it comes to your team next year? Have you thought about that at all? Or
I'd say try and repeat another conference title. We are only losing Emerson and then our number five. So, and we do have a lot of talent. That is younger, that will be coming up on varsity, so we could try and repeat a conference title. Sections, it's definitely won't be as easy to win the section title as it was this year for us, but there's still a good chance for us. And then I'd say me and Karina to go individually to state would be a good goal too, if we don't make it as a team.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. What do you think, Karina?
I think same. I think conference title again. I think we could do it.
You've won the conference, like, I don't know.
Four times, in a row.
In a row, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So, Emerson, you, of course, graduated and being a senior leader, things like that. What do you think about the up-and-coming golf season for the Northfield Raider girls?
Yeah, I think the future actually looks pretty good. Annika and Karina will obviously be doing better, and then we have going to be eighth grader who's pretty good. I think she told us she shot a 39 the other day, which is pretty good for an eighth grader. I don't think I was doing that.
Right.
But and then we have a sophomore, going to be a sophomore, and they're getting lessons when they want. So, yeah, they'll definitely be there and hopefully fill the shoes that need to be filled.
Awesome. Well, ladies, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Nice little surprise. I was going to be on the phone with Mel, and the coach said, ah, nobody's coming in. All of a sudden, I get a tap on the shoulder. Are we supposed to be on?
Okay. Yeah.
So I appreciate it, and congratulations on a wonderful, outstanding season. I hope you guys had fun. Enjoy your summer. We'll see you guys next year in the spring.
Yeah, thank you.
Emerson, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's the state contender golf team, or at least part of them. Annika Johnson, Karina Johnson, and Emerson Garley join us this morning on the Raider Wrap. We've only got a couple minutes left, so we want to just say so long for the summer anyhow. That's about it. We've got everybody that's come through so far. Unfortunately, the boys baseball team did not contend either. They participated in the state, but unfortunately lost two in a row, and we were knocked out last week. So congratulations to them, though, however. Congratulations to all the teams that made it to state, and even those that competed and competed hard at sections and in the conference and were able to participate in those types of competitions and perform very, very well. Special thank you to Janet Smith, Tyler Balow, along with Jaden Heidela, and, of course, Annika and Karina Johnson, along with Emerson Garley, who joined us this morning. And we thank them for coming in, and we thank all the coaches that have, without a doubt, participated in the Raider Wrap each and every Saturday morning. I can't thank all of the coaches and all the participants and all the athletes that joined us here throughout the year. We wish you the best of luck in your future, and we want everyone out there to have a wonderful day. It's going to be rainy and just kind of hot and wet for the next several days, and it's just going to be one of those things that, you know, it is what it is, right? So we'll make the best of it. Make the best of your Saturday. Make the best of your life. Make the best of what you can do for others as well. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1, the one, and AM 1080 KYMN. So thanks again for joining us. Well, I better get used to what's going to happen for the rest of the summer. Another sad day.
Got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls assisting. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got.
95.1, The One. Our playlist goes on for days.
Your Minnesota Twins are a different brand of baseball.